What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 65 of this here podcast. I'm your host, Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, giving you my observations about shit that I feel like giving, whatever they are. I have some stuff on my mind, but I don't know how they'll translate. It's fucking beautiful out. It's really nice, and I think I talked about it in a recent episode or whenever. I apologize if I stutter and shit. It's because I'm kind of tired, kind of really tired, in fact. It's really nice out, and a few episodes ago I was talking about how it's fucking retarded how Maryland, we've had really nice weather, like 60s, high 60s, and then like 2 days later it'll snow, and then like another 2 days later it'll be 60s again, and then it'll rain in like flooding capacity rain, and then right now it's, you know, hitting that 70s, that 60 stride. It's supposed to rain, I think, Wednesday, or I don't know, sometime this week, and then it's gonna hit 72. This is fucking bullshit, and I think it's retarded. Something needs to be done. God, if you're up there, fucking do something. And I don't mean like some kind of tsunami bullshit. We had enough of that this week. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not going to touch on that whole Japan thing. I'm not going to touch on it. Except for this. It sucks. But, you know, I didn't show any empathy for, like, Katrina or, I think it was Indonesia. I didn't show any empathy for them, so it wouldn't be fair for me to show any empathy for Japan. And that's not, you know, and that sounds kind of dickheadish, but, you know, it's not my country, so I really, you know, it sucks that people died, but, you know, beyond that, I don't know if I should really extend my heart beyond that. Though I can't help but feel for Japan for a few reasons. One, it's a very shallow, but I have a connection to it. And, you know, every time I've been there, it's just, I feel like it's my second home. Like, I really do associate, or not associate, but maybe that's the word, associate myself with that country better than I do my own country, America and Hong Kong. I don't know, just because I've had amazing experiences over there, but maybe I wouldn't feel that way if I lived there. I don't know. Anyway, natural disasters, a little different, than, oh yeah, and Libya, fuck Libya, that's how I feel about that. I don't care about the whole Middle East or Africa thing. I don't care, I really don't care about that shit, because one, I don't care about politics, and two, because if it's war, you brought that on yourself. I feel no sympathy, nor empathy for anything that you cause on your own, that you fuck up yourself. I know very little about the whole Libya thing, but I know that there's a civil war going on. Civil wars are directly, as definition, brought on by your goddamn self. So, no thank you. I don't give a fuck about them. But natural disasters, that's something you can't really help. You can only take so many precautions, but reactionary, you know, how you react shows your character and, you know, the strength of your character, your being, your country. Why I didn't give a fuck about Katrina was because everybody started fucking raiding and stealing shit. And, you know, if you're gonna try to take advantage of a situation, a terrible tragedy like that, then you know what? You should have died in that fucking water. That's how I feel about that. If you're gonna be an asshole and fucking, you know, try to co-opt the situation and make it better for you, you're a piece of shit. You are just a piece of shit. You're nothing better than, you know, the fucking people that, I don't know. I don't know how to finish that sentence, but basically you're a piece of shit. You know, appropriately enough, the song is about Tokyo, in the background, but, you know, it wouldn't be fair for me, to, care more about this than, say, Indonesia, or the earthquakes in China, which I know very little about, but, it's just, it sucks. Like, the whole situation really sucks. And, you know, I don't want anybody to die, unless you're causing a civil war, in which case I hope you do die, because you're worthless. I don't care what your cause is, there's a better way than violence to solve pretty much everything. Not always, but, I mean, like, it's a very last resort, and civil war is just a dumb fucking dumb, just fucking dumb. So while I feel for Japan, you know, I don't really know what else I can do. I'd love to be a missionary and go over there and help, and then maybe I can stay. That'd be kind of cool. So there's that. As for other things with trips and whatnot, so I talked about how I'm going to Atlantic City end of May, I think it is. I'm not sure. And how I've invited a bunch of people. One person has gotten back to me, but he hasn't said no, even though I've emailed everybody and said, hey, it's been booked. These are the dates. This is how much you owe me. Yay. And, you know, they haven't gotten back to me officially, but that's fine. If they don't buy that date, then that's that. I've decided that I'm never going to plan this again, nor just plan anything, because fuck people. There is one fucking bitch, and, you know, I really have had enough of this stupid bitch. This might be a cop, hold on. Just a redneck in a pickup truck. This stupid bitch, she's a girlfriend of one of my best friends, and she's really sweet, but she's an emo bitch and a fucking flake, and I don't want to explain. Anyway, it's really none of your business, but basically, she did this last year, too. We had planned it, it was all good, and then 2 days before we were supposed to go last year, she says to my friend, you know, I don't think I'm going to go, but here's my money, here's my part. And I'm like, well, firstly, if you're already going to pay, which you're going to fucking pay, because I already booked the rooms with you as part of, you know, your money being equated into the whole situation, then fucking go. What's the point of not going? And, you know, that's why we plan this shit months out in advance, so that everybody can block off time. So it's not that. It's her just being a fucking emo bitch. And then this year, well, you know, it's a few months in advance, but she's already, you know, she committed to it, and then I threw out the email, and now she's saying, like, oh, she didn't know she wants to go. You know what? Fuck you. I fucking hate people who fucking flake out like that shit. I hate that shit. It's disrespectful. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb. And don't talk through my friend. Come to me and tell me that you don't want to go. And you don't have to give me a fucking reason. Just say, hey, you know, I've changed my mind. You know, at least that way I'll still be pissed, but at least you'll have come to me like a fucking adult would do. So if she decides not to go, I'm done with her. I'm just straight up done with her. She's a stupid, stupid, fucking, just self-concerned bitch. Stupid. And she does this all the time, so I don't know how my friend puts up with her. I mean, she's hot. Like, she's super hot, but I wouldn't put up with that shit. Like, it's just not worth it how hot she is. I mean, she is super hot. You know, maybe I don't know. Maybe, like, a year. And then, like, I'm gone. Because at that point, I would have had enough for fucking high-maintenance vagina. And then I could say, hey, I banged her, because she's super hot. But at that point, it's like, whatever. She's just too much. But this friend lets people fucking walk over him. Or at least lets women walk over him. So I guess that's really just his own fault. So I don't feel bad for him. I feel like this chick is a bitch. Yeah. So that's that. Yeah. It's nice out, and I think I'm going to start taking a walk every day after I get home from work for about an hour. Because I want to get back into shape, or, well, I was never really in shape, so I guess get into shape. How about that? I want to get into shape. I don't know how much walking will help, but I have a really stagnant job because I just stand in front of a fucking deep fryer all day, and it's not very much moving. So, you know, an hour a day, walk around the neighborhood, and I have a nice neighborhood. I could walk up to the library or something, which I've been getting comic books at the library. Or not comic books, but rather trade paperbacks. I've been reading some Batman. I'm about to read Final Crisis. I'm not a DC fan, but I'm not against reading DC, even though they have really lame characters. You know, the four or five characters that you can name, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, those are really the characters that matter. Those are, and Shazam, or his name's not Shazam, but those are the only characters that matter. So that's really how lame DC is, but that's not going to stop me from reading it. You know, as opposed to Marvel, who, you know, X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, Wolverine, not that he's not part of the X-Men, you know, that's all people that you've heard about, the Fantastic Four. You know, who hasn't heard of them? You don't have to be a fan of comics and you know who they are. They just have a fucking 1,000 characters, and that's not the literal number, obviously, that you will know of. DC does not. So I'll have a hard time getting into DC. But, having said that, I'm going to try to walk, you know, an hour a day and see how that goes. And actually, I was thinking of getting EA Sports Active 2 for the 360 for Kinect. Hopefully that can help me lose some weight. You know, I'm not over... Well, I guess by standards, which those standards are fucking made up. They're retarded, and they don't make any sense. The whole, like, if you're 5'7", you should be... If you're 5'7", I'm sorry, I'm slowing down because I don't want to hit a dog. If you're 5'7", which I'm not, I'm 5'9½, you should be 100 and blah blah pounds, which they're not even close to what a real person should be. Like, I've seen fucking scales where it's like, oh, if you're 5'7", you should be 140 pounds. That's fucking anorexic. I don't care. You look at a person who's 5'7 and 140 pounds, it's not healthy. So I don't follow any of that shit, but I think I'm 180. I'm 5'9½, 180, which, but I don't look it. Like, I look really thin if you see me with clothes on. I look fine, but I think I'd like to get down to 165, just because I like to see my knees and my feet when I look, you know, down instead of seeing my big fat fucking belly. And really, that's it. It's not even about weight, I guess. I guess it goes hand in hand, the weight and the belly, but mostly the belly. I don't give a fuck about the numbers. So I'm going to do some walking. EA Sports Active 2 is $40, and I have some Amazon bucks, so I think I'll pick that up. I've never played any exercise games other than DDR, which, you know, doesn't count as an exercise game. I don't use it to exercise, but I'm going to give it a shot, see how that works out. Let me know things, twinkiebeyond@gmail.com. God, I'm slow. Twitter.com/twinkiebeyond. Audioboo.fm/twinkiebeyond. Suck it.